from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. California shootings investigated as terrorism. The assistant chief of the FBI's Los Angeles office, David Bowditch, said Friday a number of pieces of evidence, including crushed cell phones found near the massacre site, have turned up to make it a terrorist act.
We have retained those cell phones, and we do continue to exploit the data from those cell phones. We do hope that the digital fingerprints that were left by these two individuals will take us towards their motivation.
David Casey is a attorney for the family of Syed Rizwan Farooq. He criticized the FBI's characterization as premature, saying he's not seen solid evidence that either Farooq or his wife were connected to terrorism.
And all there is thus far is some nebulous thing that somebody looked at something on Facebook. I mean, any one of us may have looked at something on Facebook. It doesn't mean we believe in it.
Farooq and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, killed 14 people and wounded 21 at a Christmas party held Wednesday by an agency helping the developmentally disabled in San Bernardino, California. A prayer vigil was held at a mosque in Riverside, California on Friday, the very mosque attended by Farooq. Amir Abdul Malil says he knew Farooq and knew him well.
I'm hurt because this, like I said, I've been coming here for 25 years. And almost everybody in the community knows me, but they don't have a personal relationship with me like he did. I have his phone number. He would call me and check on me. Brother, how are you doing? Do you need anything? My car has been sitting in the parking lot for a year, and no one offered to help me, and they know me. But this brother told me, just get the money for the parts. I will fix your car for free.
This is VOA News. The New York Times has published a front-page editorial calling for stricter gun control following a series of high-profile mass shootings that have rattled the nation and revived a long-standing disagreement over how to prevent gun violence. The editorial that was published in the Saturday edition is the paper's first in 95 years to appear on the front page, and calls for lawmakers to take steps to end the gun epidemic in America. According to the editorial, quote, it is a moral outrage and a national disgrace that civilians can legally purchase weapons designed specifically to kill people with brutal speed and efficiency. Islamic State militants may be trying to counter increased pressure from U.S.-backed ground forces and the ongoing coalition air campaign by forcing more children to join their ranks. U.S. officials became the latest to join the chorus of groups accusing Islamic State of child conscription, saying the terror group recently sunk to new lows. U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Pat Ryder said Friday that evidence indicates that the conscripts are as young as 10 years old and are used in various capacities, and that would include fighting. Iraq on Saturday demanded Turkey immediately withdraw its forces from a region near Mosul, saying the deployment is a serious violation of its sovereignty. The statement by the Iraqi Prime Minister's office confirmed a Turkish regiment and several tanks and artillery entered Iraqi territory without Baghdad's approval. Turkish officials say the troops were in the Mosul by Shiga region for routine training exercises. A week-long international conference that focused on AIDS and sexually transmitted diseases in Africa has ended in Zimbabwe's capital of Harare. Here's Sebastian Mofor for VOA.
Medical researchers, HIV activists, and health officials from across the continent met at the conference known as ICASA to look for ways to achieve an AIDS-free Africa. The United Nations says there have been dramatic strides in the fight against HIV/AIDS. Zimbabwe's Health Minister David Parirenyatwa says immediate treatment for anyone diagnosed with HIV is one of the main steps towards that goal.
Test and treat. That has come out very strongly. So once you're tested for HIV and you're found to be positive, go straight for treatment.
Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
Earlier this week, medical aid group Doctors Without Borders released a report saying Africa is facing shortages of antiretroviral drugs, or ARVs. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.